Well, he was going back in sooner rather than later, you know, the moment that Chicago game was done. We just don't want to leave a guy who's had a performance like that out too long. It puts us in a position, I think, if he has another strong outing, to look at the next block of four games as another start for him. So we've played a lot of games, a lot of road travel. We've had outstanding goaltending from Pav, but we do have to be mindful of workload. And at the same time, we also want to put Pav in a position, if we want to go back-to-back with him on the weekend, we can. We're not looking past this game by any means. I mean, we won the game in Chicago because Mike Hutchinson was the best goalie on the ice. But we got divisional games coming up, and we want to make sure we don't get ourselves in a situation that we're just putting Pav in the net too much.
On the theme of your roster, just Halaschek replacing Thorburn, thoughts of putting him in there tonight?
Well, I've wanted to get Hallie back in the lineup for quite some time. We got on a little bit of a run. He's worked so darn hard, and he's in good shape. You know, Chris can play, and he has played. He's a little banged up, so it was a good time. I was running that lineup pretty much until there was an opportunity to put somebody in, and then thought long and hard about putting maybe two or three guys in at the same time, but we'll just work the guys in and out right now.
This building means a little something to you, obviously. Two stints, you have to get asked this question, but hey, even coaches like to have a little bit focus, motivation, whatever, to come out, and it means something
to you.
You
know, it does. It's been long enough now that it's my memories of this now are more when we're driving around here. I was just talking about the trees. Like, when we first got here, they were sticks right a foot out of the ground, and now this place looks like a forest, you know. Realizing that I lived in three different places in this town, and then it's always nice, and in some ways, I don't know if easier is the right word, but you get a little older, I guess, maybe a little more nostalgic. You get to run into people that you don't get to see. That we're so, you know, I mean, I work with Chris, I find, every single day, long hours, and then don't see him but once a year, you know. And you have a friendship there, and, you know, all three of my kids were born here. So, yeah, it's a special place. It's changed an awful lot, but the memories come back when you see the same faces.
Paul, was there a time when you first got here when you really thought it may not make it here, hockey may not make it?
You know what? I came in on the flight when there was a big red hole in the ground here before the building even started. But no, and that comes from leadership. Like, Mr. Kermanis was going to make it work. You know, I mean, he took the risk of, I don't know, in terms of leaving Hartford necessarily was a big risk, but putting the team here, and he had the wherewithal to do it, he was going to put a good program and a good franchise together. And I know they've had a couple of tough years, but, you know, that stretch of from the time that they made the playoffs in 99 through the, you know, those 10 years of some pretty darn exciting hockey here and a championship and a great building. You know, it's people outside the hockey world that don't travel much who didn't get a chance to be in some of those exciting playoff runs that they had don't know how loud this building is and how great a building it is. So, I'm you know, they've got some good young players and they'll get better, and I think the franchise would be strong. But at the end of the day, you know, Mr. Kermanis, I think, made the decision that it was going to work here and put all his weight behind it.
I know you got a pretty good bond with Peter Kermanis. Just talk about him. He's talked about perhaps at 71 selling the team at some point here. And
yeah.
Maybe not owning the team.
I mean, at some point, and that's, I don't know what I can comment on that other than, well, you think about the number of lives that he's touched through hockey and through all his other programs, his other foundations that he runs. But just on the hockey point alone, and I'm the poster child in a lot of that, drafted as a 17-year-old and you know, had a National Hockey League career because of it. But they ran great programs. Like, they bought the Windsor Spitfires, and it was in total disarray. And 2 or 3 years later, played for the OHL Championship and won it the next year and played the Memorial Cup Final. So they just built programs. Jacob Trouba came through the CompuWare program. So they've just had so many great players, but, you know, more importantly, so many guys who never went anywhere playing hockey got an opportunity to have a great life, meet good people, get the best coaching available. I remember I was running the rink for him in Dearborn, the Oak Pike, and the ice was $88 an hour, and trying to figure out how to make the rink work, you know, on $88 an hour. He wouldn't let me raise then, and he wouldn't let us raise the prices for the kids there, because he said if we need to, we'll just write a check at the end of the year. And so he's done so much. I hope he stays in hockey as long as he wants to, I guess is the best way. If it's time to get out for him, then he certainly earned a big thank you from everybody.
Well, you talked about how long to wait to put Michael in, but it's been echoed by the players, and the way you watch him, the way he practices just seems to be so hard and on point. Right. Does that give you confidence to kind of be able to put him on the shelf a
Absolutely.
Little bit?
Absolutely. Well, no, do it the other way. First, the goalie has to have the ability to stop the puck to get in the net. The second most important thing is the guys have to believe in him when he's going in the net. And his work ethic, I think, got him into games. Well, I know it got him into games at the end of last year, because he came in and practiced so hard for 2 weeks. And he hasn't changed that. So his work ethic makes it easier to put him in. And yes, if he does go a stretch of time where he's not in the net, I have less concern about it. He doesn't get out of shape. You know, he keeps weight out on the ice late. You know, it's not the other way around. So he's a good pro at a young age.
Do you see the difference of what Carolina's been able to do over the last six compared to the first eight?
Dress NHLers. And that's not, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the young players that came in here and played, but this is a man's league. And you take the top two centermen off anybody's team, and they're going to struggle. But it wasn't just those guys. I mean, I think at one point they were down seven hockey players, and they had a little bit of the flu run through their team. I mean, they took it both barrels right out of the gate, a little bit like us. And in some ways that may have turned out to be a really good thing, you know, not easing into malaise, but you get hammered between the eyes with injuries. You've got to rethink how you play. You got to get your details down almost perfectly so you have a chance to win every night, and then guys start coming back and your details are still good in your game. And for us at 1-4, and we lost two guys out of our top six too, and then it really hurt our team. And being able to tighten your game down, then you have some success when the people come back.